Right, let's focus on tonight's game. Leeds United looking to get back to winning ways after the defeat away at Reading on Saturday. Tonight, they are in West London taking on Brentford, and we're joined by Brentford fan Peter Frost. Peter, welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
So what about the Brentford season this year? I mean, you guys sit, 11 points outside the playoff places? Still a chance of a push to that, would you say, Peter?
We're going to get close. I think we've got a great chance of finishing on 65 plus points, which is more than what we got last year. And we finished ninth last year after being 18th. So I'm very optimistic. We're playing our best football. We played the first half on Saturday against Bristol City was fantastic. They were like statues. And we've got a really good footballing side, a total footballing side. So I'm really optimistic we're going to finish high up. We won't make the playoffs. We're not going there. But, you know, if we get to eighth, ninth, we'll be happy.
What about Dean Smith? Even though playoffs not the time maybe this season, what about under his management for next season? Is that the kind of thing that you guys are aiming for?
Yes, I think that's what the owner is planning that. The owner's going to make a few signings which will seal that deal. We've got a lot of young players. I think the average age is 22. And he's going to add to the squad. He needs to add up front, I think, and a little bit more defensive midfield. And I think that then we'll crack it, because as a lot of away managers tell us, that we're the best footballing team to visit them. You know, and I'm talking about some really highly respected managers. So I agree with them. Brentford has never played better football than they do today. And especially with the Judgy coming back from his double broken leg. And I don't think he'll make it this year, but it really makes me optimistic with him and Woodsy in midfield for a great next year. Very, very optimistic.
What about the sides you've seen from West Yorkshire? I know that we're going to be talking about the Leeds game and Leeds United shortly. Yeah. Just I know that Brentford and Huddersfield recently played. Town also still very much in the playoff race. Just quickly, Peter, what did you make to them?
Huddersfield is a far better team than Leeds. Leeds is very defensive. I like their centre-backs. Bartlett and Janssen? But I think they're very ordinary. They're not good to watch. That Reading game was awful. Both football teams will not make... If they make the Premiership, they'll come back down. There's nothing they've got, which is what I would call quality football. Huddersfield, with the management and the players, will do well in the Premiership. So I hope they go up. And I'm not just saying that to you, Andy. Fulham and Huddersfield are the best two teams that visited Griffin Park.
Peter,
so I think Fulham will make it.
Peter, I always love getting a bit of focus on my beloved Huddersfield Town. Even when I'm supposed to be talking about Leeds, all the Leeds fans know I always try and skew the focus back to Huddersfield. Back though to tonight and Leeds. I mean, you've mentioned about what you've seen and the fact they've got decent centre-backs. What do you think, though, about tonight? How do you think that Brentford might try and counter what Leeds send at them?
I don't think Leeds will come at them. I think they'll defend, because Brentford won't let them. You know, Brentford plays great football. I think that they're on a roll, and I think that they'll take the game to Leeds regardless of their position. But at the end of the day, it's always a tight game. One goal, one each. You know, it's got a one-all draw written all over it. I don't want that to happen. Obviously, I want it to be 3-1, but I think it could be a draw, and we'll win at Cardiff on Saturday. So I think a draw is the most realistic result tonight.
And Peter, for those who are listening to the game on Radio Yorkshire later, who would you say are the key players for Brentford that people should be listening out for?
Oh, there's just one. He's wonderful. It's Ryan Woods in midfield. We got him from Shrewsbury for a small fee. They called him the Ginger Perlow. He made his debut at Leeds last year. And he's been virtually ever present, and I mean 90 minutes a game since, and he's just fantastic. He runs further than anybody else. He makes more passes. He is fantastic. At this level, he should be in the team of the year. He's certainly our best player. So he orchestrates everything. The great difference, Andy, is that when Hogan left to go to Villa, we were trying to play the ball through and thread the ball through to Hogan to score. So it's kind of a narrow game we had to play. When he went, we've got two wingers in who are really good. We've got Hotter back from Spain, who's, they call him Hotter in the last minute. He scores late on. And we've got this guy, Sergi Canos, the ex-Barcelona-Liverpool boy. Both of them are kind of just in early 20s, maybe teenage 20s. And they play wide and they're very fast. So what Woodsy does, he sprays the ball. And because we widen out the pitch, it creates more room for midfield players and Vibe to score. And Vibe's been on fire the last few games. So we're playing expansive football and playing wide and coming in that way. And that has made us a big difference. We're scoring 2-3 goals a game, no problem.
Peter, you've got me excited about Brentford and what the future holds for you guys. Best of luck in tonight's game and thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks, Andy. And let's have a great game. Enjoy the game. Thank you.